And joining us now for some analysis and to discuss another big political story is NPR news analyst Juan Williams. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning, Audie.
Now, with all the commotion going on with the DNC Rules Committee meeting last night, there came the news that Barack Obama has resigned from Trinity United Church of Christ, and that's the Chicago church he joined 20 years ago. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But first, I want to get your reaction to the seating of the delegates, Florida and Michigan, with half the power, half the votes.
Well, the key here is, do both parties walk away feeling that they've been treated fairly? And the reason I say that's so key is because so many people at this point in the party hierarchy want a settlement. They want this whole primary process to come to an end and the focus to go to the general election and on John McCain, the likely Republican nominee. And you can just imagine, Audie, the frustration among people at the top of the party, Howard Dean, but also the likes of Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. People are just frustrated at the idea that this would somehow be a never-ending political game.
Yeah, after all this yesterday, it seems that the sense that it's still unfinished business is still hanging over everything. In the other news from last night, there's Barack Obama saying that he's resigned from his Chicago church. And this comes after controversial remarks by his former pastor of the church, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, and more recent inflammatory comments from a visiting priest. And Obama also said that the church membership at this point may be better off without him. Let's hear from him here.
We've had news organizations harassing members at their homes and their workplaces. We had reporters grabbing church bulletins and calling up the sick and the shut-in in an attempt to get news about the church.
Juan, your reaction?
Well, you know, politicians are really something, Audie. This is nothing about the sick and shut-in or about people being pestered on their way out of church. This is all about Barack Obama's campaign for president. And the comments last week by Reverend Michael Flager, a visiting Catholic minister who went on mocking Hillary Clinton and talking about white entitlement and the whole notion of divisive anger, even racial hatred between blacks and whites in this country, and playing to the church in such a way that it got tremendous ovations. And then that ended up on the internet and all over cable news. And it is exacerbating the worst elements of the appeal to racial dysfunction in the country, the kind of thing that Barack Obama has stood in contradiction to.
Now, last night, we reached Professor Dwight Hopkins. He's a professor of theology at the University of Chicago. He's also a member of Trinity United. And we asked him how he thought people in the community would be reacting to the news this morning.
I think people will have a mixture of feelings in reaction to Senator Obama officially leaving the church. I'm sure some people will be confused. Some people will be saddened. Some people will be hurt.
Now, that's the word from a member of the church. But looking ahead, Juan, tell us, does this at all put an end to the controversy for Senator Obama? And do you think it will continue?
Well, let me just say quickly, Audie, that what you heard from Professor Hopkins is important because in the black community, there are going to be some people who wonder why he's turning away from a black church, a church that he's been a member of for more than 20 years. It's a delicate, very delicate balance for Senator Obama because people could say, well, goodness gracious, you joined this church. Enjoyed the company of the church, the credibility of the church, the credibility of Reverend Wright when you were trying to build your political career. Now that there's a problem, now that there's criticism from the outside community, you decide to leave. Barack Obama, I don't think, is going to lose support in the black community because he is the first African-American with a legitimate chance to be president. But it's going to cause a lot of back talk, a lot of people shaking heads. I don't think Barack Obama needs that at this moment, but it's not going to be a part of his reality.
Well, Juan, thank you for talking with us this morning.
You're welcome, Audie.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams. You're listening to NPR News.